其实好多我哋嘅人类嘅问题咧，同我哋嗰个饮食习惯系好大关系嘅。咁我哋一般过去咧，喺当我哋遇到所谓地球暖化呢个问题咧，我哋通常咧都会认为咧个问题咧系二氧化碳嗰个释放下，由我哋个工业啊，同埋我哋嗰、那个即系汽车里边嘅排出嚟嘅二氧化碳咧，系一个主要嗰、那个导致地球暖化嗰个原因嚟嘅。咁但最近有啲科学家发现咧，其实咧二氧化碳当然咧系一个问题啦。咁但系咧，当汽车咧同时咧都释放另外一种气体嘅，呢种气体咧嘅 aerosol 呢种气体咧，其实咧佢嗰个佢令到我哋个地球咧，其实有一种降温嘅作用嘅。咁甚至有啲科学家认为咧，其实咧佢根本咧呢、这个汽车发出嚟嘅 aerosol 呢种咁样嘅即系液化嗰个气流咧，个气体咧系根本系抵消咗嗰个二氧化碳。嗰、那个俾嗰、那个暖化嗰个问题嘅，咁好啦，咁嗰个问题到底喺边处咧？咁根本而家好多人都已经睇出啦，其实我哋真真正正嗰个所谓嗰、那个温室嘅个气体咧，唔系只系二氧化碳咁简单，其实有啲另外嘅气体咧，系令到我哋个地球暖化咧，其实嗰个即系个后果咧系更加严重嘅。咁其中一个咧就系我哋所谓叫做沼气啊 ，methane gas。咁呢沼气咧个产生嗰、那个个来源咧，大部分咧系人类同埋个动物嗰方面嘅。咁我头先俾你嗰个睇到个数据啦吓，可以睇到咧，即系虽然二氧化碳令到我哋嗰个地球嗰个暖化咧系冇嗰个沼气咁犀利，沼气咧差唔多可以话咧系。比二氧化碳咧系严重过21倍咁多嘅，即系当为一个那个温室嘅效应嘅气体咧，佢嗰个即系强度咧系21倍喺嗰个二氧化碳嘅咁。咁虽然过去咧喺即系工业革命之前到现在嚟讲咧，我哋大气里边嘅二氧化碳嘅浓度咧系大概升咗31% 嘅。但嗰个沼气咧，嗰、那个浓度咧系升咗成2倍咁多嘅。咁可以咁睇到咧，即系嗰个我哋个问题个根源咧，唔系我哋以为嗰个二氧化碳咧，其实咧个问题个根源咧系我哋嘅沼气。咁沼气多数边度嚟咧？起码我哋嘅现时嗰个食肉嘅习惯咧，我哋需要好多饲养好多动物啦。咁动物嘅粪便啦、排放嘅臭气啦，即系放屁啊、口啊呢方面咧。佢哋咧系差唔多每年咧系放出咧系成1亿 100 million ton 吓，10亿吨嘅沼气一年嘅。咁呢个咧系可以咁讲咧系喺跟住未来咧，所以过去50年里边咧系可以话增加多成5倍嘅。咁呢个会持续落去嘅。咁所以我哋真真正要面对嘅问题咧，就系我哋嗰、那个。食肉嘅习惯咧，系影响我哋个地球暖化呢个问题咧，系更加严重嘅。咁所以我哋今日请咗两位嘉宾咧，Bobsy 同埋 Bella 咧，佢哋就有一个有一个新嘅 project 啦，就救人类吓 ，save the human 啦。咁大家当都睇到啦。咁其实主要系咧，佢要提倡一下咧，我哋嗰个人咧系人类咧，应该咧系多啲系用素食嘅方法啦，嚟到帮助我哋嘅地球嘅。咁好啦。咁其实素食香港都即係都有相当人都素食嘅尤其喺宗教信仰关系啦，咁但亦都有啲係喺个人道嗰个立场嚟到素食呢，唔好殺生啦。咁但我而家所讲呢係救我哋自己人类喺我哋个地球个环保个方面呢係进行素食嘅。咁我而家想知道呢嗱，即係认识素食因为宗教原因去做嘅人我大家都知啦，但是因为环境嘅问题嘅要素食呢，其实唔係太多人知嘅。So basically, how are you going to, you know, promote this? How are you going to make people more aware of this problem?
Actually, Save the Human is a campaign, we will, about a short movie that we would like to, send it through internet.To all over the world, like YouTube is so useful now. Everybody watch a short movie on YouTube. And one movie will circulate the whole world in just by a click. So this will be a 3-minute, short film. Hope to raise awareness about how vegetarian can change the world. And now we are going to launch this campaign soon, and we are now trying to raise funds from public. So everyone, if they like to take part, be part of the campaign, we can do it together. So it's not our project. It's not just us. It's all people. It's all of us.
Now, like I mentioned, you know, John Robbins, you know, has written some very good books. You know, the most famous of which will be Die for a New America, which came out in the 1980s, right? And he had done a lot. You know, I mean, I was very much affected by, you know, by what he had revealed in his book. You know, the inhumane way we raise our animals. And I'm sure most people who really take time to read their book will at least temporarily become vegetarian, or at least
yes,
right? But of course, you know, our memory is short. You know, we need to be reminded time and time again, and we need to understand this from different angles. You know, John basically pointed out all the health reason too. You know, how meat eating habit play habit with a lot of people's health. And there's another good book and very well done scientifically. It's called The China Study, you know, by Dr. Collins. And he's a world-famous professor from Cornell University. And he, you know, that project was, you know, spent over a long period of time involving many, many people, many scientists in China. And the conclusion was very clear. The less people consume meat, the healthier they are in general. Okay? Now, so we are aware, you know, these books exist, and John and Professor Collins' work is well publicized. Why we need to make another movie? Is this all already been done, or as far as we know, it's not been done?
Well, I haven't received it so far.
Oh, okay. Yes.
as an email in the YouTube, so I think it haven't reached me.
It needs to be done.
Yeah, it needs to be done.
Mm.
And like book, like by John Robbins, it has been so long circulating, published for 20 years already. But a lot of people haven't read it because it's a book and it's not going to be circulate as convenient as an email.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, so we would like to make use of the internet and the technology to circulate this just to everyone.
Right.
I must point out that it's not a movie. It's not even a documentary. It's a short music
video.
MTV
music
style.
Music video. Okay.
MTV style, but a conscious with consciousness.
Okay.
So it'll possibly be about 3 minutes. It'll be a lot of images. It'll be shot and filmed in Hong Kong. But at the same time, the message that we all part of the solution, and we all have to do is simply change our diets, move away from a meat-eating, dairy-eating diet. So try and convey this message in a funky, cool way that would appeal to young people.
Mm.
And it's young people now who get most of their information from the internet. So our vision is to circulate this through YouTube and MySpace and from inbox to inbox to inspire young people, because it is my belief that if young people, teenagers, for example, are very sensitive, if they know these facts, some of the facts we just spoke about, they will change.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been a very, well, what I call a hot potato. It's a subject that's very sensitive. Even Al Gore, with all the great things he's done, was very reluctant to talk about vegetarianism and eating less meat.
Mm-mm-mm.
So a lot of pressure from the industry, the meat industry and the dairy industry and governments as well. So it's one of the least known facts, but it's the most alarming. And we feel a music video would be a great way of spreading the message. But we also want to spread the message right here in Hong Kong through direct advertising, perhaps billboards. If we get enough sponsorship, we can have billboards that say, save the human, stop global warming, go veggie, and promote some of these facts. Imagine a billboard downtown. Instead of promoting a product, we can be raising awareness. Perhaps also advertising through MTR or buses or taxis. So this campaign is a public awareness-raising campaign. It has no other motive except to raise awareness. And it is our belief that this is lacking today. We have the knowledge. We have the information. We have all these great books and a lot of great movies coming out.
Mm.
But what doesn't seem to be shifting fast enough is the people's awareness of these issues, of these facts. So we pretty much try and do anything we can through this campaign to raise public awareness.
So there's a 3 minutes
music video.
So we need music. We need the lyric too, right? I mean, to sing a short, you know, catchy song.
Yes.
Do we have any people in mind? I mean, that might be able to help.
Yes, there are some musicians who have written some really good music here in Hong Kong, and they are very happy to contribute this music towards this short music video. And some of their lyrics and some of their songs are very, very appropriate. Even better, they're willing to perhaps write a new song especially for this music video.
Now, I mean, the good thing about our internet culture is that we can produce a lot of this information with very low budget. Right? I mean, if you have people who are capable of doing and composing the music and probably write the lyric and sing the song, and videotape it is within most people's ability. And putting it on a YouTube doesn't take much. So in some way, we can actually get it done with very low budget. And but of course, putting things on billboard is totally different thing, right?
That would be expensive.
It can be very expensive. Yeah.
We also have a very good director. His name is Will Lau, and a producer, and quite a few people involved who are happy to volunteer their time and their energy to make a good quality music video, something that's much better than a handheld camera.
Okay.
Yeah, and we will have a lot of animations. We have also an animator.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Bob's called his professional animator to do a lot of animations about.
So we want this to be seen by as many people as possible. So it has to be of good quality. It has to be catchy. It has to be funky. It has to appeal to young people as well. But all of this will require some funding,
right?
Even though we're going to try and do it the best of our ability to on a very low budget, it nevertheless needs some funding.
Yeah, because I you know, remember recently someone sent me a clip, you know, called "The Story of Stuff." You know, it's very interesting.
Amazing.
So I don't know. I mean, a clip. It's almost like a 20-minute something, right?
Yes.
And with cartoon in the background. It's very well done.
Fantastic, yeah. Beautiful.
You know, so I thought something like that, you know, and probably can is achievable, you know. So, I mean, what kind of budget are we you know, thinking of? Do we have any idea, you know?
We're looking at. I mean, of course, the budget.
Just to get that video.
Yes.
You know?
To get that video up and running, we're probably looking at about 200,000 Hong Kong dollars. Mm-hmm. 200 to 250,000 Hong Kong dollars, which is not a lot of money in the bigger scheme of things. Nevertheless, it's a substantial amount. But this could come from more than one source. It could come from public donation or private donation or
corporate donations.
But we could even do it for less than that. You know, it could be done on a shoestring. So whatever budget we have, we will work with.
Okay.
Because if we want to, if we could have better equipment, we could put it on bigger screen if we have a chance. You know, on YouTube, we can use not so professional equipment. But if, for example, let's say if we want to put it on the Times Square screen, then we need different equipment.
Okay.
So if we have a bigger budget, we can do it in the first place that is the highest quality, that we can use it everywhere. Yes.
Now, I mean, when you look at it, look at the budget, you know, we're talking about 3 minutes, right?
No, 300,000. 300,000.
300,000. Hong Kong dollar.
Yeah, $300,000 for a 3 minute music video. Now, I remember, you know, remember a patient who used to produce this sort of thing. And then I remember one time that he was doing an internal education video for an airline, convincing the staff to change over to a new uniform. I was quite amazed when he told me that. I said, wow, you know, why would they need to do that? You know, just, you know, tell the staff we have a new uniform, you know, we just change over at a certain time. Somehow, you know, I guess they have enough money, they do it. Then I say, well, how much does it take for you to do something like that? Well, he said around $1 million. I said, what? $1 million?
Crazy, huh?
Well, I mean, so a big company have this kind of, you know, that's the way they spend, just to educate, internal education, to convince the staff to change over to a new kind of uniform. So $300, you know, is not really that much, you know, in terms of really doing a professional quality video, good enough for big screen, for TV, right?
The reason it's a low budget like that is because most people are volunteering their time for free. So otherwise you'd be paying producers, directors, assistants, animators, so on and so forth. That would easily hit a million.
Right. Well, I mean, how do people participate? I mean, how do people, you know...
We have already a group. Actually, we have a we will have a website soon. But at the moment, we have a group on Facebook called Save the Human. SAVETHEHUMAN. Just Save the Human on Facebook. And if you are not a member of Facebook, you're most welcome to email either Bobsy or me. For English, you can email Bobsy, B-O-B-S-Y. @mac.com, bobsy@mac.com, or me, ipbella@gmail.com. It's ipbella@gmail.com.
Yes, okay, and we'd love to hear from anyone who can help in any way through contacts or contributions. We'd be delighted to hear from people.
Now, this contribution is targeted, you know, for a project. I find out people feel more comfortable, you know, if they are donating money for a very concrete project. And I guess, you know, whatever money you donate, your name will, well, 3 minutes might be too short to have everybody's name there. But we shall see.
We'll find some way to
appreciate, you know.
Yes,
or maybe, you know, on the video, on in some other area, you know, we can acknowledge, you know, people who help out in this project.
And this is a local project, so we may be able to meet everyone and we can have a party together, on the launch party of this campaign. And it's easy, it's because this action is locally, but it's a global subject.
Right.
So
it can be shared by all the other, you know, organizations, you know, all over the world.
It's very meaningful.
Because, you know, you better mention about, you know, we can get it circulated all over the world. As a matter of fact, they did a study. It takes about, for email to circulate around the world, it basically takes 7 transmissions. If 7 people, you know, send to their people, and by 7 times it will come back.
7 clicks.
7 clicks will come back. And also, there was a, you know, it's a simple mathematics. If each one of us will send the email to 10 of our friends, you know, just 10 like-minded friends, after 6 times, it will reach 1 million people. So you can see the power, you know, of individual action. No media on earth can have that kind of control, you know.
There is hope.
Yeah. So why this information, you know, never appear on the mainstream media? If we know about this TV talk show, very famous one, the host was actually being sued by the food company, and there's a law in the United States. You know, you cannot. It's called the anti food bashing law. You know, you can't criticize, you know, meat eating. I'm sure you know that. You know the name of the host, and so. But we are not. You know, we are not. Bashing any kind of food. We're just promoting, you know, a humane way of eating that can actually save our life, our future.
And these are facts. These are really
facts,
statistic facts.
Yeah. What I mentioned about, you know, about the methane gas being a more of a problem than the carbon dioxide is actually well researched by very noted scientists. And this information can be found in the EarthSafe.org, you know, you'll be able to read up more about this. Anyway, I mean, whatever happens is all up to us. You know, I always say that it is I as an individual who are willing to take some action, and that is going to save our world.
Unknown fact as well, and this is being said recently, that a vegetarian driving an SUV, which is a gas-guzzling big car, is more eco-friendly than a meat-eater riding a bicycle.
Oh, 等我翻一翻譯呢個中文先啊。有一個講法呢，最近呢，就係話，如果一個，就算係一個素 就算一个素食者佢揸緊一架食油好多嘅车，都比一个肉食者踩一架单车嚟得环保囉。
That's crazy, but whenever I mention this, it really grabs people's attention.
Yes.
And the whole idea behind saying save the human, I mean, what do you mean save the human? Surely you mean save the whale or save the panda or save the tiger.
Mm.
Well, this is all very noble and good, but it's in my experience that a lot of people find this very detached and too far away from their own lives. But when you say save the human, it actually stops the brain and makes you think, what do you mean save the human? But in global warming and the destruction of our planet, it is us, the humans, who are going to be needing saving.
That means we can tell President George Bush, Americans can keep their SUV. Just go vegetarian and forget the Kyoto Treaty.
Well, I don't think telling President George Bush anything will make any difference. Is he ex-President George Bush or not yet?
Right. Well, in November 7th, or I think, you know,
soon.
Deciding time.
I have one question. So imagine if 50% of the whole world population change to vegetarians.
Yes.
But just reduce the meat eating, right?
Okay. Do we have enough plantation land for crops?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because at the moment we're feeding 60 billion animals on our plantation crops. So if these 60 billion animals were reduced by not eating them and not consuming them and not using them, there will be a lot more land available for humans to eat very healthy food, healthy grains and vegetables and fruits. And also, one meat-eating person consumes 20 times more land than one vegetarian-eating person, and much less for a vegan as well. So just by doing simple math, we see that there is a lot of land available for feeding 10 billion people.
Because the animals have to be fed by all the grains that we raise for them.
No.
A good part of the grains that we raise are not for human consumption, actually as an animal feed. And there was it's mentioned in John Robbins' book. You know, he said, if the Americans were to reduce their meat consumption by 10% only, we will have saved enough grains to feed all the hungry people in the world.
Mm.
You know, it's not that difficult. You know, if people really understand the source of our problem.
And actually nowadays we don't eat meat because we need the protein. It's our desire. We actually don't need eating meat for being healthy. Yes. And we don't actually need that lot of protein. The cattle never eat meat, but he eat only grass, but he's full of protein.
Not to mention the elephant, the largest animal, or the whale. These are the two largest animals in the world, and they're vegetarian. So the whole thing about we needing protein is a myth.
Well, it's a myth perpetuated by the meat producing
industry.
And so on and so forth.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Bucky.
Thank you.
And Bella. And thanks for tuning in. We will come back next week. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Mm-hmm.